Today, TikTok confirms its test of the Stories ad placement, but with a twist. A clever brand activation has people crying chicken. It's time to update your brand's WordPress site, and how to market a podcast when your show's host is dead. It's Thursday, August 5th, 2021. Happy Victory and Homeland Thanksgiving Day, Croatia. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. When Apple first announced it'd be popping up a very scary dialog box on people's iPhones, asking if they wanted to keep letting the app they were using track their behavior, a lot of marketers, most of us really, thought this was the end of an era, that all our marketing campaigns would be in the toilet because who the hell wouldn't opt out of that tracking? Well, as it turns out, a lot of average consumers don't seem to care one way or the other. The latest numbers on opt-ins shows that 45% of people who saw that scary prompt tapped, "Sure, track me. I don't care." 45%. It's way, way more than I think any of us thought it would be. Quoting App Annie, which is tracking this, "The fact is that the share of consenting users is higher than expected and significant. This means that it has an important role to play in benchmarking for the non-consenting audiences. This number does not represent the rate of IDFA attribution, which requires dual opt-in on both the advertiser and publisher side," unquote. Part of the gap is that not everybody has updated their phone's iOS to iOS 14.5, which is where that scary prompt lives. Fully 30% of the iPhone user base hasn't yet updated, and App Annie says they don't expect that to decrease much until the release of iOS 15 in the fall. Time for another WordPress release. It's now at version 11.2, so if you run your brand's WordPress site, best to go in and give it an update. Included in this version, the search block you can put on your site to let visitors surf your site content now has more design customization options, like a choice of colors and borders. Also, if you use pull quotes, you're getting more colors and borders there too. And a few big bugs were fixed, like the one that allowed authors to select images that were uploaded by other authors. They also say on average, pages should load faster, though the difference is in milliseconds. As always, back up your site before you update. An update on a story we reported on yesterday. TikTok was apparently testing adding stories to their app. At the time, TikTok would only provide a generic, "we're always testing stuff, nothing to share" kind of statement. Well, today they confirmed the test. And as more people spot it out in the wild, we're learning about how their implementation of the vertical format might be different than that on other platforms. Quoting TechCrunch, "The new feature will be another option in addition to its existing storytelling tools like videos, duets, Stitch, and Live. It's not meant to replace them." TikTok didn't say how long the pilot test would run or whether it would result in a public launch. However, we understand the test has been running for several days, not weeks or months. It is available in a small handful of non-US markets for the time being. Where TikTok's version of Stories differentiates itself is that it allows users to comment publicly on the creator's content. "These comments are public," the app explains, "as mutual friends can see each other's comments," unquote. So there you go. The Stories ad placement almost certainly coming to a TikTok ads manager near you. As international travel continues to be restricted because of the fast-moving Delta variant, marketers once again find themselves able to reach outside the proverbial box to keep awareness up. The fast food chain KFC will be opening up a hotel in London. It'll only be open from August 18th to 29th. There are only 6 booking slots available. Revenue will go to their foundation. No, they didn't build a huge hotel for this. They're basically renting a single apartment and decking it out. Quoting Marketing Dive, "Guests will be transported in a black Cadillac from King's Cross train station to the hotel, where they will be met by a check-in clerk. The room includes botanical-infused self-care products, chick flicks in a cinema room, a KFC arcade machine, and a button that activates a chicken concierge service." The staycation activation could help the brand engage with UK consumers who are unable to travel abroad due to the coronavirus pandemic, unquote. And yes, by the way, KFC does have its own line of self-care products. They've been making scented merchandise for a while now. As far as the chick flick, they actually made a Lifetime original movie called A Recipe for Seduction back in December. It's only 15 minutes long. They really did make it. Mario Lopez stars in it. I'm not kidding. Here's a clip of the trailer.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for Harlan.
The cook?
He has a secret recipe that's going to change the world.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe? Spare me.
We all have our secrets. If you marry my daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, Chicken Man. I'll take care of this.
Ruining everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you?
Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Mario Lopez is Colonel Sanders in A Recipe for Seduction.
Back to the marketing angle on this. I actually think this idea of renting an Airbnb or whatever and then turning it into a bookable on-brand hotel suite is a great idea. Yes, lots of things to make the lawyers nervous, but if you can pull this off, it certainly generates amazing buzz.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to Let's Talk to Lucy.
A new podcast is launching. The TV star Lucille Ball will launch an interview podcast this week. She'll be interviewing celebrities like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Mary Tyler Moore, Bing Crosby, and Bob Hope.
Believe it or not, my guest today is Mr. Frank Sinatra.
And you might be thinking, wait, isn't Lucille Ball dead? Oh, wait, aren't all those people dead? Yes, they are. This might be one of the first posthumous podcasts to get out there. Forget Gary Vee or Joe Rogan. Lucille Ball was a goddamn media machine that would put anyone today to shame. In the mid-1960s, not only was she starring in two hit TV sitcoms, she was also chief executive of Desilu, one of the biggest TV production companies in Hollywood at the time. And, as it turns out, a busy podcaster. Though back in the day, the role was called radio host. She'd lug a portable tape recorder around town to interview some of the biggest stars in show business at the time. Portable, by the way, in the 1960s was an incredibly heavy reel-to-reel machine. The interviews were cut down to 10 minutes and aired on the CBS radio network in a show called Let's Talk to Lucy. The tapes were found under the care of her daughter, Lucy Arnaz.
This is a treasure trove of information on the entertainment industry that really doesn't exist in too many other places. It's crazy good stuff.
She was working with a documentary crew who noticed the tapes and said, yeah, this might be something you can sell as a podcast now. Indeed it was. SiriusXM bought the rights to all 240 episodes and will air them both on one of their satellite channels. And as a regular podcast, you can add to your podcast app of choice. The podcast is called Let's Talk to Lucy. In addition to the stars of that era, Lucille Ball will also be interviewing celebrities of today, like Amy Poehler, Deborah Messing, Rosie O'Donnell, and Ron Howard, who was 10 during the time she was doing these recordings. Amy Poehler wasn't even alive then. So how are they pulling that off? These stars will be answering the same questions that Ball asked to other people, and their answers spliced in, so it sounds like they're in the same room as her. The I Love Lucy show continues to air in reruns on platforms like Paramount, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. By the way, no listener Zoom this Friday. It'll most likely return next week. And my thanks to those of you who tweeted something about the podcast. If you still haven't done it, we'd really appreciate it if you'd help us get the word out this week, especially. There's a link in this episode notes that make that one tap. It basically will pop up a pre-filled tweet, which you can review, edit it if you like before you tweet it, create something new, or just hit tweet and it'll tweet it out. So that link is in the episode notes, or you can go to todayindigital.com/tweet. We'd really appreciate it this week if you could. Thank you so much. I'm Todd Maffin. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.